Although he hasn't exactly made a ton of waves, at least compared to artists creating music in a similar genre, Duane Soderbergh has been churning out excellent music for several years now, starting out in more of a crunchy IDM realm with Don't Wanna Know You, before moving over into skewed electronic pop that incorporates vocals and some more traditional instrumentation on Unfortunately. On this newest release, he's joined on vocals by Honey Owens of Jackie O Motherfucker and Nudge, Liz Hyson of Picastro, and Maria Kilberg of Revlon 9. Completed over the course of the past 2 years, Cut Open is more of what you'd expect from Soderbergh if you've heard him before. He toys with 60s-style guitar melodies, but weaves in some nice programming and processing while nearly always flirting with blasts of feedback and noise. With 15 songs running just under 40 minutes, this newest release is also his most concise and listener-friendly. Cambio Corsa opens the release, and the warm track finds Soderbergh creating some nice vocal harmonies with Owens, as electric guitars alternately stutter and swirl before a freaked-out ending puts a blasting exclamation point on it. Praetor finds him on solo vocals, and guitars that start out understated turn gradually more crispy as the track moves along, finally burying his breathy words after a pretty middle bridge. The playful Tell Me When You Wake is another of the album's standouts, as two deft guitar parts weave around one another while clicky beats dance around the edges, and the addition of Kilberg on vocals makes for some more nice harmonies. Another interesting thing about the album, and the reason I made mention of skewed pop above, is that like his previous release, there seems to be something slightly darker lurking underneath the surface of most tracks. It's partially due to the threat of digital deconstruction shattering a track apart, but it's also because while vocals aren't mixed low, they're usually processed enough that they're hard to understand. Mixed differently, or by someone else, a track like Knife Aboard might sound like something almost radio-friendly. But on Cut Open, it's a slightly queasy track that encourages humming along with it before it devolves into a swirling mass of feedback and backwards loops at the end. If anything, the somewhat downcast nature of the release makes it seem longer than it really is, but with songs averaging just under 3 minutes apiece, it changes up enough to keep things interesting. Although it seems to have flown under the radar for just about everyone, Cut Open is another fine release from Soderbergh.